In this video, we're going to be talking about developing solutions for SharePoint Online using the client object model and JavaScript. So the JavaScript client object model was created to allow JavaScript developers to build solutions, client-side solutions, for SharePoint 2010, and as well as SharePoint Online, since a lot of the developer platform story is the same or very similar between on-prem and in the cloud. Now, to reference JavaScript, the client object model, via your page, all you need to do is add to a SharePoint site page the SharePoint script link. This is located in underbar layouts /sp.js. SP is the core namespace that you're going to use throughout your code. All the libraries are crunched or minified for performance, not only in download but of loading the script. There's an uncrunched version for your debugging. If you check out star.debug.js, you can reference that in your libraries if you need to do some debugging and actually, you know, read through some of the code using the tools in IE, for example. You'd have to change the SharePoint script link to script mode equals debug to enable this, as well as referencing those libraries. In order to reference those libraries, excuse me. So the differences between the .NET libraries and the Silverlight libraries and what you're going to see in JavaScript, well, if you're a JavaScript developer, you kind of know these differences. The signatures are going to be different. The data type values, of course, are going to be different, actually affecting those signatures. But if you're a JavaScript developer and familiar with SharePoint, a lot of that stuff is going to be very intuitive to you. Now, a lot of JavaScript developers are working with jQuery today to create, you know, sophisticated applications with a reasonable amount of code. Of course, you can use jQuery with the JavaScript client object model. To do so, just include a script tag with the source set to your jQuery library. In this case, I'm using 1.4.2 and set the type equal to text in JavaScript. And then you'd want to deploy that particular JavaScript file with your solution, either with the page or with an overall like master page or something along those lines. So let's go ahead and look at an example of a page that uses JavaScript in the client object model to interact with some SharePoint data in SharePoint Online. In this video, we're going to look at creating JavaScript solutions using the client object model for SharePoint Online. I'm going to switch over to IE just so I can show you that I have a couple of sites I'm going to be using during the course of this demo. The first is an on-premise site that I'm using built on SharePoint Online. I'm sorry, built with SharePoint 2010 that I'll actually be using for all my F5 debugging. And I'll do this so I get the iterative development experience from Visual Studio 2010. When I'm finished, I'll have a WSP package file that I'll be able to upload to this site in SharePoint Online and use as my final confirmation and actually deploy that to simulate, you know, deploying it to production. So what we're going to be doing in this demo is I have a subsite. If you're following along with the offline training kit, I've got the Labo4 subsite, and I've got a list within that particular subsite called billable time. It's just a simple list for a fictitious company with fictitious employees that are used to track their time. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a JavaScript solution, some JavaScript on a site page that'll actually add time entries to this list. And then again, I'm going to package that up along with the site pages that hosts it into a sandbox solution, and I'll deploy that to SharePoint Online to show it in action running up in the cloud. So over in Visual Studio, you can see that I have a module called Custom Pages. This module actually deploys a couple of different things. One is a page called addTimeEntryJS.aspx. That's just my site page that I've got some JavaScript in. I'm also going to be deploying jQuery 1.4.2, the minified version. And if you look at it, you can tell that it is quite minified and not human readable, right? And that's going to be included just so I can leverage jQuery in my JavaScript solution. So let's go ahead and look at that page that I'm deploying. You can see here that I have some inline CSX that I'm using. I'm going to be using the client object model, so I drop in the SharePoint script link tag. I'm going to be using jQuery along with my JavaScript, so I just drop in a script tag and just reference that JS file. And then here you can see the beginning of my JavaScript. So I've got a function init form that just takes all of the different controls that I have for, you know, entering the task, the employee, the billable date, hours, and description, and so on, and initializing those. Function for creating a date string. Here you can see I've got a place where I've got a placeholder comment to create the new list item in the billable item list. Well, I'm going to do that with some code that I've already, you know, created, and I'll just drag and drop on here so you don't have to watch me, you know, painfully type through all this JavaScript. But you can see here I have a function called exec client object model. And if you look at the code, it's going to look really similar to what you are used to either with other versions of the client-side object model or even the server-side object model. We're going to create a var called context, which I'm going to set equal to sp.clientContext.getCurrent. I'm going to load up the current site, which is a var billable time. I'm sorry, the current list from the current site. So context.getweb.getlists.getByTitle billable time. And then I'm going to create a new list item creation instance called item create info. And then I'll call this.newItem on billable time.addItem, and I'll pass in that item create info. The next thing I need to do is just pull all the information from my site page form into that new item. So I'll call newItem.setItem, and this is just jQuery code where I'm setting hours equal to the value from the hours control. And I do that throughout the rest of the form, and then I call update. Next, I'm going to call context.executeQueryAsync, which will actually go through and make the call to client.svc, which makes a call to the server-side object model, which actually, you know, gets the data from the content database and then serializes it to JSON to return to me that so I can represent that, or the library can represent that in my JavaScript code. Now, I'm passing in delegates via function.createDelegate for onSuccess and onError. If you look at onSuccess, I'm just going to use a little bit of code that I wrote to show a modal dialog that says billable time list updated successfully. On error, I'm just going to show the error message and the stack trace for that error message. Okay? So if you go down to where the actual controls are, like here's the, you know, the drop down for the different tasks that I can have, like create an internet portal, manage internet, so on. You can see here that I have a save button. Okay, so I need to paste a call to exec client object model. So I'll drop that in there. I'll hit F6 just to make sure that everything compiles correctly. And then I'm going to go ahead and hit F5. And that's going to go ahead and deploy everything to my site. So let me just do this. Let me make sure I have the right URL for my site in the project so it deploys correctly. Okay, so lab04 again. Let's hit F5. Oh. So I get a little error message there since I changed that value. Okay, so I'm at site pages where it deployed. Okay, and then there's my site page, and you can see here I've got my web form here. I'm going to create an internet portal. Andrea Dunker is going to do that. It's going to take about 40 hours. I'm going to ask her to use SharePoint Online. Let me click Save. There's my modal dialog. If we go over to the billable time list, you can see here's the item that was created. Okay, so that's my solution actually running within my local SharePoint 2010 deployment. The next thing I'm going to want to do is actually package that up and deploy it to SharePoint Online. Okay, so I'll go ahead and just click Package. I'll go over to my SharePoint Online site, go Site Actions, Site Settings. Just like deploying any solution, since this is a sandbox solution that's actually deploying the site page and so on, I just go to the solution gallery, go upload solution, find the actual solution file or the package on my machine. So bin debug, there's the WSP that I just created. Click OK. That uploads it into SharePoint Online, so it puts it up in the cloud within this particular document library. And then I'll go over to the actual site where I want to use the solution, go to Manage Site Features, and I'll turn it on. So here you can say the feature Add Time Entry JS Feature 1. Click Activate. And then once I've activated it, now this is running up in the cloud, Site Pages Add Time Entry JS.aspx. Okay, there's my solution again, this time running in SharePoint Online up in the cloud. So let's say that it's going to take 16 hours for this task. And please see bug report. Okay, so there's the modal dialog. And then there's the item that I had just created. Okay, so just a quick example of how you can, via the client object model, interact with SharePoint data and features from JavaScript. So anytime you're thinking about creating a JavaScript solution for SharePoint, or in this case for SharePoint Online, definitely use the client object model, because it makes working with that data much, much easier. It's not only fairly consistent with what you're used to from the perspective of the server-side object model, but it's also consistent across the different libraries. So if you learn the JavaScript patterns or the JavaScript API, you'll be able to apply that to Silverlight and the .NET and so on.